From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Now, next hour, he's cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman, The Search for Strange Creatures. And I'm telling you, many strange creatures. Let's go into some of the news of the day. First of all, a very rare germ that killed four California women who took the abortion pill RU486 has been implicated now in the deaths of even more women following childbirth or miscarriage, broadening the debate beyond abortion on the eve of a meeting to examine the bacterial mystery. Now, while the link has grabbed the most attention, the bacteria has killed at least 11 other women. The numbers suggest that the bacterium's threat, while still limited, could be broader than previously thought. A while ago on Coast to Coast, intuitive psychic Sean David Morton said something that everybody just gasped at. He said, the 2008 Republican presidential candidate will be George W. Bush's brother, Jeb Bush. Not a lot of people believe Sean David Morton, but they listened. And now this. President Bush has suggested that he would like to see his family's White House legacy continue, perhaps with his younger brother Jeb as the chief executive. The president said that the Florida governor, Jeb Bush, is well suited for another office and would make a great president. So don't count out Sean David Morton's predictions yet. The Federal Reserve has lifted interest rates for the 16th straight time on Wednesday, and said it would keep raising these rates if necessary to check inflation, though it did open the door for a possible rate pause. The Fed emphasized that its future course will be highly dependent on how the economic outlook unfolds. Well, we talked about this months ago, and now it looks like it's real. Scientists, inventors, and entrepreneurs will be able to vie for a grand prize of $10 million and smaller prizes reaching millions of dollars under House-passed legislation to encourage research into hydrogen as an alternative fuel. What a great idea. Of course, we talked about it on Coast to Coast a long time ago. Legislation creating the H Prize, modeled after the privately funded X Prize, that, of course, you remember, resulted last year in the first privately developed manned rocket to reach space twice, has passed the House on a 416-6 vote. A companion bill is to be introduced in the Senate this week. It's a great idea. Meanwhile, U.S. consumers are struggling with soaring energy prices. Venezuela's gas is now the world's cheapest at 12 cents a gallon. And Washington's regional foe, President Hugo Chavez, vows to maintain subsidies that will keep fuel dirt cheap in his country. Chavez is a critic of President Bush. He has begun subsidizing fuel for poor U.S. neighborhoods as U.S. consumers brace for average summer gas prices of $2.71 a gallon, 34 cents higher than last summer. In Venezuela, the world's number five oil exporter, drivers fill their tanks for less than the price of what it would cost to buy breakfast. They even say that water costs more money in Venezuela. Well, a sad story unfolding tonight, brought to us by paranormal talk show host Lou Gentile. This has to do with George Lee Lutz from the Amityville Horror. Lou, what's going on?
Well, George, I found out that it hit the AP that George Lee Lutz from the Amityville Horror had died today and is no longer with us, the actual person who lived inside of the Amityville Horror House.
Was this a sudden passing, Lou?
From what I read on it, it was heart disease, and he died of natural causes.
I remember he did an interview with Art some time ago. We're going to play a little excerpt of this after a while, but I got to tell you, he brought one incredible story to the forefront for all of us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He kind of it changed the way that people looked at hauntings.
Sure did. Well, okay, he's dead then, and we don't have any other information in terms of what becomes of his website or anything, because he used to, follow up on that for a while.
No, there's no real information on what's going on. You know, my condolences to the family and the survivors of George Lutz and the kids and everything. And, you know, Kathy had just passed a couple years before, so it's the last couple years for Amityville haven't really been that good. And this comes to a shock to me, really. It really does.
Okay, he was the one who bought that house, right?
Yeah, yeah, he bought the house, and after 28 days, him and his family fled. And the only survivors left are the kids.
So. Okay, Lou, thanks for bringing it to our attention. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Lou Gentile, paranormal talk show host, contacted me earlier today and said he had just heard that, as you just heard, George Lee Lutz from the Amityville Horror House had died. It was several years ago that George Lutz was a guest with Art Bell.
I mean, what began to happen in that house, George?
By the last week we were there, it was nightly occurrences of noises, the things like odors coming and going or Kathy being touched from behind by some unseen person, or Missy talking to herself and asking questions like, do angels talk? And
really?
Jody is the name of the angel, and Jody is telling Missy that we're going to live there forever.
Forever.
Strange things.
George Lutz dead. Several movies, of course, coming out of that incredible story of the Amityville Horror. A large fragment of an asteroid that punched a 100 miles wide hole in the Earth's surface has been found. A beach ball sized fossil meteorite was dug out of the 145-million-year-old crater in South Africa. It is a unique discovery because large objects are widely believed to be completely melted or vaporized as they collide with the planet. Writing in the journal Nature, an international team says the find will further give knowledge on asteroid impacts. The crater is one of the largest on Earth, was formed at the boundary of the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods. Created by an asteroid measuring about 3 to 6 miles in diameter, the impact bowl lies hidden beneath the sand in the Kalahari Desert. David Blaine says he knew before he attempted to break the world record for holding his breath that he would not succeed. The illusionist magician tried his best in New York after a week submerged in a saltwater tank at New York's Lincoln Center. Blaine's shriveled hands and feet looked like something out of a horror movie. After about 36 hours out of the tank, they finally returned to normal, but the illusionist is still in pain. Blaine's skin is no longer shriveled, but all the oil, he says, is gone, so it feels really strange. He also has rashes and blisters from the sun that he suffered bad burns because of the spherical tank magnified its effects. In a moment, we are going to talk with a paranormal investigator who happens to be a well-known stage magician and illusionist himself. Brandon Scott, our guest, next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, I promise you an hour you will never forget. Brandon Scott is a well-known stage magician, illusionist, working actor, as well as being involved in numerous paranormal investigations. He's currently starring in Alien Secrets, a feature film and UFO parody loosely based on his journals. As the Wizard of Time, Brandon interweaves storytelling with magic, sketch comedy, improv, and optical illusions in subjects ranging from quantum physics to metaphysics. Brandon currently travels all over the world, entertaining thousands of audiences, royalty, and celebrities. Even baffled me one night there at the Magic Castle in Hollywood. Brandon's passions include saving trees and animals on the planet. And we're going to, later on this hour, do a little magic experiment with you. And Brandon will tell you what you need to get in order for us to try this. Brandon, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hello, George. Great to be here.
Oh, you too. You were great when I saw you at the Magic Castle. Absolutely stunning.
It's a fun place.
Fast.
Oh, thank you.
How did you get interested, one, in the paranormal, because you have produced films on UFOs, and you've done very well with that, and also magic?
Well, it's very interesting, the relationship between magic and the paranormal. When I was a kid, I got started in magic at the age of 4. someone gave me a book on magic, and I took to it very quickly and learned a lot of magic tricks. And as I was growing up, I was living in Mexico.
Okay.
Mexico's a very mixed, mystical country.
Sure.
And I got to go on archaeological excavations, tag on with archaeologists, met people who were studying mediums, and they quickly discovered that I had this magical knowledge, and I could detect if people were doing any hoaxing, if they were trying to pull
the wool.
And so I would go in with paranormal investigators and just do an assessment. And this is how I really kind of got started in being exposed to the paranormal. And then I also got involved to try to explain some of my own experiences.
It's interesting because you sent us an email a long time ago because you've been a fan of Coast to Coast for a long time.
I have.
And we, Tom and I, went out there to see you, witness you again at the Magic Castle in Hollywood doing your incredible magic tricks. And are you more of an illusionist or straight magician?
It's a combination. I do stage illusions. Like what David Copperfield and mm-hmm. David Blaine and Siegfried and Roy and Blackstone do. I do prestidigitation with manipulation of objects. I do mentalism, and we're going to do some of that today for everyone
okay.
listening.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do real life magic. Well, I do magic for my real life. It's not that it's real magic. It's, for example, if tonight I didn't know whether to wear a tie or not, because I'm going to be on the radio.
And you're wearing a tie right. with an alien on it.
Exactly. But if I needed to get dressed really quickly, you can tell everybody what I have
okay,
here.
Okay, that is another tie, but this has little spaceships and right. little alien faces.
It's a regular tie, right?
It's a regular
now,
tie.
Watch carefully. Don't blink.
All right,
what George is about to see happens in a nanosecond. He'll tell you. Watch.
How'd you do that?
I actually tied the knot.
You tied the knot with just
less
one flip.
Than a second.
Hand.
So that's how I use magic in my regular life, too, so I'm never late.
Well, this feat that David Blaine had done in New York, where
yeah.
he almost really got hurt, I think, was it an illusion, or was he really stuck into this tank, this spherical tank, and he almost died, I think?
Yes, he almost did. This is a stunt. This is a daredevil. What he was doing. And it was risking his life. Not an illusion at all.
So there's no magic in this, right?
No, not really. This is something that he actually trained for. He actually was holding his breath. He actually prepared. And the outcome was not for him to disappear, or there was no trick behind it other than the illusion of wanting to pull it off.
Okay, so you've been a magician. You've had this paranormal ability.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you become a UFO researcher investigator. Of course, in Mexico, many UFO cases.
There's many.
Is that where it started?
It started there. Interestingly enough, when I was growing up there, my parents are from United States, from Illinois and from Massachusetts, but they met there. I was born there. And at that time, really, if you talked about UFOs, it was almost sacrilegious.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's very different now because of the numerous, numerous sightings that they've had. When I was a kid, I had an experience. I was out in an area called Huautla, which is kind of near Cuernavaca and near Tepoztlan, which is where the shamans and mystics live and where the ancient civilizations had a retreat. And some humongous object flashed by. It scared me. I actually fell off a cliff, and I had to be rescued later on by my friend's parents. And it made an imprint. You know, like when you take a flash?
Yes.
And you kind of have that it left in your retina. I had the very strong image of, some sort of something unidentified that still to date has not been identified. And since then, I got very curious and started talking with people who've had experiences, met many people, saw a lot of photographs, and just fed my curiosity. Mm-hmm. And I kept going all the way to doing this movie, Alien Secrets.
Where can people see this, by the way?
Well, it's going to be released in the fall. But because we're doing a show, and I know your listeners in particular have a passion for this.
Absolutely.
We have it available for just a couple days on aliensecrets.com. and they can get it there right now for the next couple of days. Yeah.
All right. That's in aliensecrets.com. Are you investigating anything right now?
Yes. I have three passions of the top investigations that I have. One of them is with I work with a lot of organizations. Not only do I consult with paranormal researchers to see if there is any hoaxing going on.
Sure.
I work with some of them on investigations. I'm working with Starfire Tor on her investigations on time travel and time shifts.
Oh, that's
it's really, it's awesome.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we just did an interview with Whitley Strieber.
Sure. on
Unknown Country. And it is fascinating. One day I'll tell you the time shift experiences that we've had. I continue working on my investigations with aliens and hybrids and women who feel that they have birthed hybrids,
right,
and have been abducted.
Do you believe their stories?
You know, if you really look at the work of very important people like Bud Hopkins and Dr. Jacobs, uh-huh, and the late John Mack,
sure,
and through the interviews that I've done with many of these people all over the world, there's something there. There is definitely something there. What it is exactly, you know, there's still more research to be done, but there is something there.
Yeah. We don't know if it's an experiment being done by governments. We don't know if it's extraterrestrial, but we can safely say something is happening to these women.
Yes, indeed. And the film that I do is kind of like parodies my actual investigation, where I go into the UFO subculture and actually meet people who are authentic people and meet people who've had these experiences of interactions or feel that they have had these experiences with aliens. And it's really quite fascinating. And I'm really very serious about it. And at the same time, I'm kind of have fun with it.
It's like magic is your way to just escape for a while.
Yeah, it is. I have also a third investigation that I do quite frequently, almost every day. And that is photographing or videotaping the skies. I skyfish, as they say. And I've caught a lot of these very interesting, they're calling them rods.
Right, sure. Jose Escamilla.
I'm working with Sean Creighton, who kind of developed with John, uh-huh, Bro. And we have a team called ASI, Alien Secrets Investigators.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the night that you came to the Magic Castle, that weekend, and you announced that I was going to maybe be coming on,
right,
as the guest, I took the next day a photograph of probably one of my best photographs, video, of one of these things, whatever they are. I mean, we're trying to figure out. And nobody.
But there is something there.
There is something there.
Yeah.
We did a very elaborate investigation in Topanga Canyon, and we found like a whole hub, a whole center of these. And I've talked to Jose, and I've talked and, you know, assessed with Sean and other experts, Dr. Hertak, who, by the way, says hello.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, what are they? They could be insects. They could be. We have a theory that they could be probes.
Really?
Probes, that they're probing.
Alien probes?
Well, you know, whether they're alien, interdimensional, whether they seem to have some intelligence. We caught several hovering and following one of our investigators. And as a matter of fact, I'll send you a picture.
I'd like to see that.
Okay, so that you can see some of these things.
Hey, Brendan, tell us very quickly what listeners can get right before the commercial break, because you want to do a little magic with them.
We're going to have some fun today. So what I'd like you to get is a handful of coins. I'm sure everybody can just grab a handful of coins, some paper, a pen. I hope you have an analog watch, or if you have an analog clock. And if you don't, draw a circle on a piece of paper and write down 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the way around the clock. So you make your own clock.
Like a little clock.
Like,
okay,
a little clock. Some cards. They could be playing cards. Three identical bills of the same denomination.
All right, all right.
Or three business cards. And we'll just start off with that. We'll see how
far
we can go.
Are these separate tricks?
Separate
okay, so if
illusions.
Somebody doesn't have some of this,
that's
they're
right,
still okay.
And I'm going to do I know you have a lot of people driving. You know, a lot of you are driving.
Sure.
So when we do this, you may want to pull over.
Okay, so if you want, just go and get a handful of coins, paper, pencil, or pen. three identical cards, business cards, dollar bills, playing cards if you want, three index cards, whatever you want. And Brendan Scott and I will be right back on Coast to Coast AM. We'll continue the dialogue. We'll do the experiments and we'll open up the phone lines. I'm George Norrie. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. We're going to take some phone calls for the magician, Brendan Scott. Your calls. Hey, by the way, I did not expect these complimentary copies of the After Dark double CDs to go flying out the window as quickly as they have. Thank goodness they picked up 2,000 of them for you. You will get the complimentary copy. It's the double After Dark CD, bumper music, phone calls to the show, some ghost stories, all when you subscribe to the After Dark newsletter. There's just a small shipping and handling fee. So how do you take advantage of this? Well, you can call 1-888-727-5505. That's 1-888-727-5505. Or you can go online at coasttocoastam.com. Brendan Uri Geller is a friend of mine. He does some incredible things. I think he has some mystical powers, yet some magicians have been able to duplicate some of the things he does. What do you think?
I've had a chance to see Uri Geller and see what he does, and it's quite fascinating. Magicians do that. We like to duplicate what we don't understand, the paranormal.
Ah.
And we figure out ways of duplicating what is real, and that's the other such fascinating thing about what I do, because I've experienced great paranormal events in my life that cannot be explained. And then, of course, all the stuff that, you know, I know somebody's, you know, mm-hmm. doing something. And I use magic, as many magicians do, to replicate paranormal. Here, I'll show you something. Okay,
sure.
All right, what do you have here?
You have a rope.
Just a regular rope.
Looks
as a matter
like
of fact,
a snake.
This is going to be a little experiment in telekinesis. I'm going to ask everyone listening to tune in to what we're doing,
right,
and using your mind. I have simple rope, and it's about 4 feet long.
And I will be
long.
The honesty factor.
Right.
Here.
And I want you to imagine that this rope is, first of all, changing its properties so that it becomes very, 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 very charged with your thought. And we're going to actually try to levitate this rope, okay?
Right.
We're going to actually break the laws of gravity. All right, now I feel that everyone is starting to imagine the rope becoming very, very stiff, very, very stiff. I'm going to actually let go. I'm going to let go with one hand right here. I'm going to start letting go like here, right here. George, what are you saying?
Unbelievable.
What are you saying?
It's floating in the air, and it's like a dead snake. It's as stiff as a board.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, and now that is a replication of paranormal. We actually did not do telekinesis, but there are people.
Are you
can.
Saying that the Coast audience, by concentrating on that rope, did that? Come on.
I know that there are many things that they can do.
Just,
in this case, this is a magic
giggle.
Trick. Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, let's take a few calls here. We'll go to some more tricks in a second. That was pretty good, though, Brendan. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Go ahead. And who are you and where are you?
My name is Susan Daniel, and I'm in San Diego, California.
Go ahead, Susan.
Hi. I've done a lot of studying through the years of metaphysics and really elevated myself through the years spiritually. I have never seen an alien in person, and I just wondered if Brandon could tell us if he ever saw an alien and what the alien looked like to him.
I have never seen an alien. I have had a chance to talk to many people who feel that they have seen an alien. They seem to become aware of the aliens in a certain frequency. Oftentimes it occurs in dreams. And actually when Communion came out, it triggered mm-hmm. in so many
movie.
People.
Sure.
That was so fascinating.
That was Whitley's.
Yes. How in different parts of the world they saw the same image. So there was something to that. Now, I have never really met anyone who's seen an alien, and we're waiting for that time to come.
All right. Now tell us a little bit of these tricks you wanted us to prepare for.
Okay. We're going to do an experiment in synchronicity. That's my favorite subject. I experience, as I know many of you do all the time, coincidences. And I've learned to clock them. I learned to identify them and be aware of them. And we're going to do a little experiment so you can also see what, when you have all of us tuned in on the same frequency, how we all can get to see the exact same thing inside our mind. So I'm going to invite you, those of you who have an analog watch, okay, just to have it handy
like
there.
Like this one?
Like you. George,
okay.
You can play along here with this.
All right.
If you don't have one, you have a clock. You could almost extend your finger and put your finger on the clock from wherever you're sitting because it's an optical illusion. It looked like you're touching the clock. And or if you've made a little piece of paper with a circle, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way around. Now, listen very carefully. Listen to what I'm going to guide you to do because we're going to try to synchronize our thoughts. First of all, take a deep breath. Okay, so that we go on the same frequency. Now, I want you to think of an hour. Don't worry about the minutes. Don't worry about the seconds. Just an hour. Okay, lock that in your mind. It's a number. And now I want you to take your finger and put it on the 12, right on top. Okay, put it right on the 12.
All right, I've done that.
All right. Now we're going to actually do this three times to arrive at a random time.
All right.
So what I want you to do is whatever time you thought of,
mm-hmm.
you're going to move your finger clockward
mm-hmm.
around the clock, and you're going to spell that time. So if you thought of 11, you're going to lift your finger, put it on the 1, that'll be E. Lift your finger, put it on the 2, that'll be L. Lift your finger, put it on the 3, that'll be E, until you arrive at 11N, or okay. whatever it
All
is.
Right. Whatever it is. Okay.
Okay? All right? Do it now.
All right?
Great. Now your finger is on a new hour,
mm-hmm.
a new time. Well, we're going to spell that as well, whatever that is. If you landed on 2, lift your finger, go to the 3, that'll be T. Lift your finger, go to the next number, and spell that hour now.
Okay.
Now, we'll do this one more time. All right? Whatever finger your finger is on whatever hour, and I have no way of knowing, start clockward, moving your finger to the next hour, and spell it. So if you landed
right.
on...
If I've done this right, I'm okay. on the right number.
Okay. Don't tell me what it is.
Nope.
Now, I want everyone to focus on that time and actually imagine that you are sending it through the airwaves, that you're connecting to everyone that is thinking of that same time. Everyone is thinking of that same time so that I can perceive if we're all on the same frequency. And what I'm receiving right now is that everyone is thinking of a time. They're thinking of, you know, I don't know if it's nighttime or daytime. If it's nighttime, it could be the time they might be listening to Coast to Coast.
Yes.
If it's daytime, I'm feeling that maybe it's a time that your stomach starts to grumble. You might want to have lunch.
Close.
Yeah. You're thinking of 1 o'clock.
I am. 1 o'clock.
If you're thinking of 1 o'clock, too, why don't they call us? Why don't they
fast blast?
They fast blast us.
Just to verify that you all got 1.
Yeah.
Just now, how does that work? You've got people picking different numbers.
Right. Well, this is what...
Is this magic or mathematics?
You know... The universe is a vibration, and music and numbers are part of the magic of the universe. Well, magicians, we learn how to manipulate not only objects, but all of the elements, all of the laws, and in this case, there's a combination of all of that going on.
We're going to have a Digicam pick up later of Brandon and myself here in the old studio, so I'll let you know when that's ready. First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling to talk to Brandon. I want to test his psychic powers.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm not really psychic, but, you know, we're all psychic, so let's see what happens.
We'll see.
Okay, well, try to go back in time, the American school in Mexico.
Oh, my gosh.
Camp on Wheels.
Oh, yeah, this is somebody I know from the past.
Circus, buying your little first magic trick.
Oh, yes, that's right. Now, who is this?
This is Scott Siegel.
Oh, my God. Scott Siegel, how are you? Did we ever see a UFO together? No, I saw some people from the high school that I was in. That was the other experience that I had gotten to see a UFO. Scott, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Small world.
I heard you on the phone. I said I had to call Brandon, and I was talking to your friend Kadima a few days ago.
Right, Kadima the magician. So are you? You listen to Coast to Coast. This is awesome. Yeah. Right, where are you? What city are you in?
Right now I'm in Boca Raton, but I travel back and forth to Mexico, back and forth.
Well, listen, why don't you stay in touch? You can contact me either through here. My website's on the Coast to Coast page, and let's keep in touch. And you have any questions? Any paranormal questions?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Go ahead, Scott. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll try to contact you on the Coast to Coast website.
Okay.
And we'll talk.
All right, great. Great. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Brandon, everybody that is fast-blasting me has had 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Says, wow, I was thinking 1 o'clock. This is amazing. Wow, 1 o'clock. Strange. 1 o'clock. Well, we got it. 1 o'clock all the way down.
And this is what's interesting. You have listeners all over the planet.
All over the planet.
And no matter what time it is in Australia, no matter what time it is in France, no matter what time it is, everybody tuned in, synchronized at 1 o'clock.
We might have listeners beyond the planet.
Well, I wonder what time. You know, I always thought if the aliens are around, you know, that'd be a great venue to go and entertain people and bring some bands.
You had me grab a handful of change.
Yes, I did.
Before the show starts.
We're going to do another experiment. And I want to welcome everyone to join us on this. And this is an experiment. Actually, now that we're in tune, because we all landed on 1 o'clock, all you're going to need is a bunch of coins.
All right.
Okay, just put them on the front of your table.
Put them right here.
And your mind. You know, we all, no matter where we are in whatever country, have a common denominator. You know, we breathe, we eat. And then we have other common denominators. One of them is money, right? And a lot of times it overpowers us. Mm-hmm. It takes over our thinking.
Really, sadly enough.
Yes. Peace and harmony and love should be what we're all primarily frequency'd at. I think I just made up a word. Frequency'd.
You're the magician.
I'm the magician.
You can do what you want.
And now, but I want to sync all of us together with money. Now, before I start, I want to mention to you that before the show began, I gave the producer of Coast to Coast, Tom Danheiser, a envelope. Okay?
If it was money, there's nothing in it now, Brandon. Well, trust me.
I am replicating a little bit of remote viewing.
All right.
All right. I'm going to invite everyone to experience what a remote viewer would experience with really something. It's a mind illusion. Some of you may have had an opportunity to experience, but today you're all going to have this experience. I've given Tom an envelope. It's sealed. I will bring it out in just a bit because I want everybody to tune in to what is in that envelope.
All right.
And Tom, perhaps you want to confirm that he has it.
He confirms.
All right.
This is like one of those accountant things showing up at the Oscars or the Emmys. There he is. He's standing up.
There he's
holding
on,
the
in the other room.
Yep.
In the other room. Okay.
He has it
away from me now. If you're driving and you want to participate, want to pull over, okay? And if you don't have any money on you or anything like that, don't worry about it. There's another way of participating shortly. What I want you to do is take those coins, put them on the table, put them in front of you, and I want you to grab one quarter, just one quarter. Just grab one quarter.
Assuming I had a quarter.
If you don't have a quarter, okay? Just grab one and a quarter out of that. And now you're going to grab 6 either pennies or dimes. You could be 6 pennies or 6 dimes or
a combination.
Or combination. Whatever it is. I will not know what combination of coins you have right now. Each and every one of you.
Well, what if you don't have pennies and dimes?
Well, if you don't have any pennies or dimes, you will just have to listen in.
Okay,
and,
so you can't do it. Okay.
You can't do it at this very moment. All right? And hopefully you'll have some pennies and dimes.
I've got it.
Okay, great.
I've got
now,
what you need.
Now, you should have 7 coins in your hand. I want you to see in your mind how much money you have. Just add up how much money you ended up having. And I have no idea how much money you have now in your hand. Now, let's say you have 83 cents. I'd like you to add the digits.
The two together.
Yeah. Okay. So 83 cents, 8, 9, 10, 11 would be 11.
All right.
Now, we're going to add them up again.
You want to reduce it to 1.
Yeah, to 1. Okay. So you'd add 1 and 1, that'd be 2.
All
whatever
right.
it is
I
that
got
your number
my number.
Had. Whatever number that is, think of it in mind. Lock it in your mind. Now, I want you to allocate a letter in the alphabet to that number. So like A is 1, B is 2,
good
C.
Idea.
Okay? Just allocate. Got it?
Got it.
You're thinking of a letter. Great. Now, very quickly, think of a country in Europe that starts with that letter. Whatever first comes to your mind, do it now.
Got
All
it.
Right. Now,
got it.
I want you to take the second letter of the name of that country, mm-hmm. and think of an animal that starts with that letter.
Okay, okay? Got it.
Great. Now think of the color of that animal. You got it.
All right.
I'm sure you do.
All right.
Now, everyone, let's see if this worked like the 1 o'clock. All right. Tom, can you bring in the envelope, please? Now, this is what we're going to do.
Here he comes.
Inside this envelope is something similarly associated to the
coins
in your hand.
It's a little slow for okay? Tom, but he's on the way.
I'm going to have him pass it to you. You've never seen it, so
I've
this is a controlled situation.
This is controlled.
All right.
Envelope,
before
please.
We actually open it, I don't want to touch it. Before we actually open it, I'd like you to feel and see if you can feel what's in it before you open it, just by feeling.
Feels like a card or something.
What kind
heavy.
Of a card? Just throw your mind inside.
Feels like a credit card.
A credit card. That is correct. Okay. With just the touch. You didn't see. Did your eye see it?
No.
That's how senses work. Now, we're doing this.
I'm tuned in, Brendan.
You're tuned
that's
in.
Why. I'm good
now,
at what I do.
Now, I want
do.
You to open it. All right? I want you to open it.
You don't need the envelope.
And everyone, you thought you are going to have this experience. Because tell me, what bank is it from?
Bank of Denmark.
And what's on it? An elephant.
It's an elephant.
And it's gray.
And it's a gray elephant.
How many of you thought of a gray elephant in Denmark?
This is absolutely incredible.
Well, call in or what do you call it? Your fast blast?
Can I keep the card?
Yes, you can. Keep that as a souvenir.
Does it work?
Well, I don't know about that.
First National Bank of Denmark. Might have a lot
I'm very curious to see how many people picked up.
Fast blast me on that one, folks.
Fast blast George
that.
On that one.
That is amazing. Brandon, absolutely stunning. And so when you do that before an audience, do they go crazy?
They go crazy. Yeah.
Does anybody ever, do you have any heckling stories?
Oh, I have tons of heckling stories. You know, I also do stand-up comedy. And I have heckling stories. You know, I'm a Renaissance guy. I do magic. I do stand-up. And I kind of interweaved that with my very serious research in the paranormal and UFOs because, you know, it's dry. It's tiresome. And it's a science. And by, you know, having humor in my life, and I think everyone in life should have a little bit of humor. My condolences for those people who are traumatized by the alien abduction and situation phenomena, but also one that should find ways not to be a victim.
We're going to take some more calls before we're done with the hour, which is really coming up fast. Brendan's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Fascinating movie called Alien Secrets. Is this the one that won? I made an announcement a few months ago. Okay, well done.
Yeah, I won Best Feature Film, yes.
Excellent. Good for you. All right, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey there, it's Kat from Boulder. How you doing, George?
Hey, Kat's good.
Great show. I love this. I'm familiar with a world-renowned magician named Jeff McBride, Brandon.
Oh yes, of course. He is brilliant.
Yeah.
Innovative.
Now, one of the things about McBride that, and I wanted to ask you about this, McBride kind of has a foot in each world, like stage magician. You know, he's magnificent, of course.
Oh yeah, he's a shamanistic mystic in many ways.
Yes, and that's what I was going to ask you about. I mean, he's done these magic festivals where he teaches people not only how to do like coin tricks, but also ceremonial magic and the whole kind of historical, alchemical, you know, kind of Crowley-oriented type of ceremonial magic. Have you delved into that?
As a magician, of course, most of us are very fascinated with the mystical arts. But this is part of our human nature. I think it's coded in our DNA. There is magic in the universe. And a lot of times throughout history, there's always the shaman that is there to awaken that in the village, in the community. And sometimes in the ancient days or even modern days, they manifest as a doctor or a healer or a shaman or a magician. In the case of Jeff McBride, he is in tune not only with the illusion part of him, but the part that's connected to the earth. And he he's a great facilitator of being able to inspire and provoke some of the illusion and reality that lives inside us. So I think that, yeah, you know, I've experienced it. And if he does workshops, I know if anybody ever wants to have one of those workshops, it'll awaken you up like many other different schools of mysticism could.
Thousands of people. Denmark Elephant in Gray.
Isn't that amazing?
Brandon, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you again at the Magic Castle and other places that you play at.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
God, I love magic. I'll be back in a moment. Lorne Coleman, our guest. Cryptozoology, the search for Bigfoot on Coast to Coast AM.